That is off the latest album from Brian James. It's called Politics and Religion. It's called Slowing Down in Style. And we are fortunate enough to have him on the phone with us this morning. He's coming over to Boxcars Pub and Grub this Thursday night. Brian James, welcome to Iron Country.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
It's great to have you. We've been hearing about your music for years, and I know we've been playing some of it off your album Between the Devil and the Angel, and Iron Country Family here, real true genuine country music lovers. And I'll tell you what, just from the lyrics of "If It Ain't Broke," we know you're a true genuine country lover.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's hard to get, you know, country music on the radio anymore. So we definitely appreciate you guys playing it up there, that's for sure, because there's no snap tracks in it, that's for sure.
Well, I know, you know, Brian, let's just make you a little familiar with our Iron Country listeners. Now, pretty much, how long you been doing it? Tell us a little bit about yourself this morning.
Originally, I was from Killeen, Texas, and I've lived in Florida for about, I don't know, 16, 17 years. It's hard to leave when the weather's 70 degrees in the wintertime, but I've played music my whole life. My dad was a songwriter. He's got a few songs into George Strait and those guys. And I didn't get any cuts by him, but, I mean, I guess like most boys do, you see dad doing something, you kind of follow right along because you want to just hang around him. But to be honest with you, I mean, I played in different bands. I played in blues bands. I played in funk bands. But I've always written, you know, in country, so to speak, because I always loved the storytelling. Diehard Merle Haggard fan. I don't think there's anybody better than Haggard. And so I never really got intended to get into, you know, the countryside of music as a profession, but just writing songs my whole life and whatnot. We were playing some around a driveway a few years back, and some guys were like, "Dude, you really need to put that out." And I'm like, "Ah, what for? You know, who cares?" And they're like, "No, really, you should put it out." You know, so I stuck it out, you know, and it got some pretty good response. And I put another song out, and that got good response. And I was like, "Well, I guess if people like it," I wrote it for me, but if other people like it, I'll stick it out there. Three albums later, here we are.
Well, I know that my co-host Tyler told me he knows what a huge Merle Haggard fan I am. I mean, Merle Haggard's the reason I'm doing what I'm doing right now. And he told me, he's like, "Red, if you like Haggard, you need to listen to this guy, Brian James." He goes, "Because he is the poet, one of those poet for the working men." And honestly, you hit that pretty much right on the head. You do hit blue collar America pretty hard with some of your lyrics.
It's one of those things where I've always loved the stories of life, I guess. You know what I mean? I don't think anybody did that better than Haggard did. He just had a way of putting you in the middle of the song to where when the song was over, you kind of snapped out of it and went, "Wait a minute, where did those 3 minutes go?" And there's just nobody better, you know? And so I'm not an emotional character for the most part. The only time I ever get really excited is when the Dolphins are playing. And other than that, and I don't have much to get excited about over the last 20 years with that either, believe me. But other than that, songs are the way I deal with stuff. So, I mean, you'll see there's a wide, wide range of emotion on all the...
One of the songs, Brian, that I hear a real wide, range of emotion like you talk about is on the song Between the Devil and the Angel, which was the song that really, really grabbed me. And where did that song, I mean, I the minute I heard it, I'm like, when I talk to him, I want to know where that song came from.
I think that's just something that everybody goes through every day. I mean, there's always those two little, you know, things that sit on your shoulder where it's like, "We could do this," and the other one's like, "I wouldn't do that." And, you know, I mean, let's be honest, the one with the horns is more fun. You know? It's true, you know, but the older that you get, the one that's got the wings and the halo tends to steer you in the better direction, I think. But it's, you know, it could be anything. It's a constant battle of, you know, it could be addiction. It could be just somebody that needs to calm down. It can be free spirits. It can be anything and everything, you know. And I wrote it, you know, I wrote it, like I said, I write stuff for me, and the fact that people connect to it, you know, is awesome. But I mean, for me, I kind of wrote that song as a daily battle of, you know, what are you going to do today? You've gotten away with a lot of stuff that you shouldn't have, you know, that friends have gone down for. Are you going to keep riding that line, or are you going to, you know, wise up, so to speak, you know? And at the end, it's like, And sometimes I tend to lean a little more toward the devil than I do the angel, man. But as I get older, it might even out. I don't know.
I hear that. We're talking to Brian James here on Iron Country this morning. He's going to be in the room at Boxcars Pub and Grub this Thursday night on the 3rd. Tickets are available. You can get them at Boxcars or by calling 608-676-1149. Operators are standing by, and I mean by operators, Pogo's there. Or you can get them at nightout.com. Now, your new album is titled Politics and Religion, which are usually two things that you tell someone, I'm not talking about. Tell us a little bit about that title of that album.
Yeah, that's funny because when I put the album out and with the cover, I mean, immediately, as people unfortunately these days are quick to do, everybody was like, "Oh, here we go," you know, another guy trying to ride the divide that's already going on in the country, you know, for publicity. And if you listen to the song, it's the complete opposite. I mean, they say you don't talk politics or religion, and, because it makes people change who they are.
Mm-hmm.
To where I've seen, I've seen people who used to be the nicest people in the world just go the complete opposite way in the last couple years, And so it has a few things in there. It's like the old sayings, early to bed, early to rise, don't make anyone healthy, wealthy, or wise. All it's done is just made me more tired.
Exactly.
It's kind of poking fun at how divided and political and all religious stuff has been over the last couple of years, and being like, I don't talk about either one. It just makes people change who they are, and it's not something I'm interested in.
Exactly. Exactly. I wanted to ask you a question. Now, the show at the room is titled Brian James and the Barstool Prophets. Tell us about the Barstool Prophets.
Well, I got two of them coming with me. There's five of us total, but I'm bringing the steel player and the drummer with me, so there'll be three of us. I wanted to use the name the Sidewalk Prophets, but that's already been used, so okay. I couldn't. And truth be known, the song I wrote a few years back, "Smoke, Gamble, and Drink," which Hank Williams Jr.'s company crowd actually took. He hasn't cut it, but they've got it over there. It's a story about that one guy that sits on the bar stool that's always, nobody sits in his seat because he's always there.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me some advice, years back, which is where that song title came. You don't trust anyone, don't smoke, gamble, or drink. And so I was kicking around names, and I was like, well, there's always one bar stool prophet in a bar, so we'll just run with that.
There always is. Well, Brian, we're really looking forward to seeing you Thursday night, and we're going to play another cut off your new album, Politics and Religion, called Drinking to the Point. You want to tell us a little bit about this tune?
That song there is just something I think a lot of people have gone through. It's just about a character who had a few things go sideways in his life that he thought, that he thought were going to go the opposite way. And he's just sitting there kind of drowning it in the bar until they decide to kick him out.
Well, we've all been there. I think a lot of us have been. Well, I'll tell you what, we are looking so forward to having you up here in Iron Country, and looking forward to hearing your music and your stories and getting a chance to meet you, Brian. We look forward to seeing you over at Boxcars this Thursday night, and travel safe till you get here, my friend.
I appreciate your time. Thank you. Appreciate y'all playing the music too. Thank you.